Welcome. This is Faith 3 Podcast.
I'm Canton.
I'm Harper.
And I'm Jonas. And we're just here to talk about God, have a fun time. We hope you enjoy this episode and just draw closer to God.
Today, specifically, we're going to be talking about the great miracles Jesus did and performed and how great he is.
We're going to be looking in Mark, Job, and Revelation. So let's get started.
All right. So I'm going to pull up my notes real quick so we can get started. So, what's the first thing we're going to talk about?
Well, miracles, I guess.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think is one of the biggest miracles, in your opinion, that Jesus did?
I mean, feeding the 5,000 was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just like, stop talking. Was it two groups? Yeah. I don't know.
It was like 2 loaves of bread and 1 fish. Or the opposite way.
Right. We're very smart.
Turned in 5,000 people. That's insane.
Yeah, it just kept going around. They passed the basket around, and he kept feeding more people.
Everyone knows that, though, right? I feel like, wait, we gotta, like...
And, anyways.
Let's...
Another great one was when Jesus turned water into wine.
Exactly.
It's just crazy what Jesus can do.
Uh-huh. Not really,
because
he's Jesus.
Have you met another Jesus?
He can do anything.
Have you met another Jesus, people?
But okay, I've got a question for you guys. All right, I'm just going to dive right into it. If you were a random person at a time when Jesus was around, would you have believed in Jesus, or would you have thought he was crazy, and why?
Now, that's a tricky one.
That is.
Because if I hear this guy that's just like, I'm God, I'll be like, definitely hesitant at first.
All right.
But, yeah,
all
hard
right.
to say.
So, what I was... Wow. What I was thinking is, because we all, right today, we all know that I would believe in him because there's a Bible. But back then, if I was just a random person, I probably wouldn't believe until I saw one of the disciples, and if they came to my town and preached, then I'd probably believe after that. Or if I, like, secondhand saw God perform a miracle, like, I would believe it. Because they were probably, Paul, and, like, all of them were just writing the Bible.
So. Right. For me, I think it might just depend on if Jesus had been around me in person. Because, like, if he came to my town or whatever, it just depends.
Yeah, exactly. If you're over there in Asia, dude, and you're just hearing about this random guy, I don't know.
Just in some random place. I'd probably think he's crazy until I saw him myself.
Yeah.
See all the miracles he can perform.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest things is that, like, all these people came from, like, all these towns just to, like, go and see Jesus.
All right.
Like, teach. So... Yeah.
That's great. So, just going back to how great Jesus can be, like in Job 5:9, it says, he performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. Like,
he just does
many miracles.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then he still does miracles for us today.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Bible even says that, like, you know, they couldn't even record all the miracles. There wouldn't be, like, enough books just for all that, so.
It just shows how great our God is.
Yeah, being able to film this podcast, talking about God.
I think what's a miracle is that we could get this recorded.
I think the miracle is this Bible, that I can get this thing.
Yeah.
It's, like, 5 pounds.
But, I don't know. I just, know that God is great.
Amen.
Amen.
And should we go into our next question?
Next segment? Question.
All right. What are some other great miracles you guys can think of what Jesus did?
A lot of people know this one too, but Lazarus.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
He literally died, and then Jesus came back, went up, and just said, be alive again, and he was stood up, saw Jesus,
Nothing happened. Just, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I'm just gonna come at you guys with the questions. What made you guys love God?
Probably since, you know, we've all been raised in a Christian home. My parents, they got a good influence. Gone to church my whole life. But then, like, since we're all older now and we're mature, we either choose to walk God's path or we choose the world.
Right.
And I think it's just going to church every Sunday, worshiping, reading the Bible, which just helps us, and we just love him so much for that.
That's another thing. I'm going to go off what you said, but I'm going to go somewhere else with it. Worship is a very powerful thing that we can do in God's house. Like, worshiping God.
Yeah, worship isn't just, like, singing and, like...
Right.
Yeah, it's more than that.
Pouring your heart out. Giving your all just to God in that very moment.
Exactly. It's just such a great thing.
Yeah, and just to add on that is, like, what you're saying. Like, when you're just, like, a kid, it's just like, okay, you go to church, get some, like, cookies and donuts.
Right.
Whatever. But when you're older, like, it becomes, like, real, I guess.
Yeah, it becomes reality.
And a lot of people will just... Some people might just say, I don't want to be in this whole church thing. And that's fine what people think.
And also your surroundings. Like, it's good to be around godly and Christian people that influence you and push you harder just to go on your faith.
Like being in a podcast.
Like, I think this could just be a thing we're doing. Like, we're diving deep into scripture and looking at different things. Like, I think this will help us grow closer to God. And just help us, you know, get to know each other better, get to know God better.
And yeah. Especially, like, when you're in, like, a youth group or, like, a larger setting with more people. Yeah.
So, going off what I said about getting closer to God, what things do you think help you that could help others grow closer to God?
Well, of course, praying, worshiping, and reading the Bible. Those are the main three.
What do you got on there, Jonas?
I probably just agree with Harper, you know.
Nice. So, any of you have any questions? Right now, at least?
No.
Not currently? I think one miracle Jesus did is in Mark 1:25-26. Jesus said, "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. Like, I think that's so powerful that there could be a demon in some person, and Jesus said, "Come out of him." And the demon just goes out of him.
That also reminds me of Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
When she had a demon, she was... Remember the episode of The Chosen?
Yeah.
She was just struggling, and then Jesus came out and cast the demon out of her. And she was just praising him. Yeah. Like, he can literally do anything, anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, I just came up with a question just because, like, if you were someone who had a demon in you, and Jesus had saved you, but you were a non-believer beforehand, would you believe in God after the fact?
Absolutely.
Would you just, like, be scared of Jesus and, like, or would you just love on him?
Well, if I wasn't a believer and he just cast a demon out of me, I'd probably first ask him, like, how he did that and probably who he is. And then I'd realize and understand and I'd become a believer.
Yeah, and I think the coolest thing is that, like, if you ask him, he'd just, like, give all the glory to God, like, not him, you know? Especially when you look at all, like, the apostles and stuff, like, doing miracles, they're just like, no, it's actually God, right. Not us.
Exactly. God does everything. And if we are close enough to God, we can do everything through him.
Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
But you... I wanna actually dive into that. I'm gonna pull up my Bible right here. I like what you just said, because my dad talks about this a lot, actually. If you dive into Philippians, all right, let me find it in here. Might take me a minute, because I only got one hand. If we do dive into Philippians, there's Ephesians. Philippians. Okay, 3:14. Oh, 4:13. All right. Hold up. So, okay, so this says, I want to go back to that, because Jonah said, he quoted, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, right? That's right. But before that, In the Bible, in Philippians, it says, the verse before, it says, I have learned the secret of being content and in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. And then it says, I can do all things through Christ giving strength. So I think that's just saying we have to be content with God, and we have to know that anything's enough, because God will provide, and God will do everything for us. And if we just trust in him and we follow him, we will have all the strength that we need to get through.
Even at our lowest, in our lowest point in our life, just count on him.
Yeah, I think verse 13 is not like, okay, you're going to get like superhuman powers and do everything you can. We're still going to like face trials and stuff like that. But
and I think there's a lot of things that a lot of people don't understand. They just take the one verse.
Yeah, a lot of people take Bible verses out of context.
And then they either use it against your will and not for you, or they can use it for good. But a lot of people nowadays, especially non-believers, I'm not coming at them or anything, but yeah. I just feel like they will take scriptures that they may have heard of as a child and take those and try and use those against you. But I don't think some of these people, maybe some of them do, but some of them might not know the meaning behind it. They just know the one verse.
So
yeah, a lot of like Bible verses aren't like literal. Exactly. They have a deeper meaning.
So it is very important just to read the Bible if you're gonna especially have something like that. You know your stuff, and you gotta have your reasoning behind it, I feel like. So, I got a, I don't know, I'm trying to think of some questions here. So, doing pretty good right now, on time.
Yeah. Also, we are not sponsored by anyone.
Sponsor us, please.
Please, JBL.
Apple.
Anyone.
Anyone, yes.
Sony, sponsor us.
Yep.
Just not Dell.
And,
We'll take Apple.
I've got a kind of a thing that it just came up onto my head. The Holy Spirit and what it can do. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, the Holy Spirit is definitely like almost kind of forgotten nowadays. It's not really talked about as much as, you know, God the Son, God the Father, but
right.
It's definitely super important. The main story that talks about it is an axe on the day of Pentecost.
Right.
Tongue of fire.
Let's pull that up, actually. Let's pull up Acts. Mark, Luke, Acts. What's the verse again? Day of Pentecost. So, I just came across this in Acts 2. It says in Acts 18:10 says, for I am with you, and no one is going to attack you or harm you, because I have many people in the city. God will always protect us no matter what we do, as long as we pray to him, as long as we follow him. But God will always protect us no matter what. God has a reason for everything. That's what I, you know, think about my collarbone or whatever when me and Jonas were going down the lake. God always has a reason for anything. And there could always be something worse if something you think is really bad happened to you or is happening to someone you know. God has a reason for it.
Yeah. It's all God's plan.
Back to the Holy Spirit, you know. And Isaiah 11:12, it says, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord." And it's just talking about all these different things that is the Holy Spirit, you know. And he is another form of God, so he does know everything too.
And the Trinity is the biggest thing, I think. Because, you know, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, like, that's the most important thing. Because you've got to have the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit will guide you and keep you and help you do what is right. And God is there for prayer. He's there to protect you. And with the Holy Spirit, of course. And then Jesus is here to just show a human form of God, to show how real God is and what God can do. God can do great things, but he can also do terrible things, and not just because he wants to, but because people may have just... You don't ever want to attack God, we'll put it that way. Because if you attack God, he will show you... who he is.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they say fear God.
Right. That's why it says, I don't know how many times in the Bible it says, but it does say fear God multiple times in the Bible. And that's a very important thing. So, how do you guys feel about the Holy Spirit guiding you?
I mean, right now, I feel pretty good, you know. We're here making a podcast about God.
Yeah.
That is definitely a sign that we're going in the right path. And that we can just teach others about God. So.
Right. And even though the Bible is such a big book to read, and it has a lot, you know. And
yeah, I think your Bible has a lot.
This right here, all Bibles are different. But if it's the true Bible... true meaning, then it'll get you there.
Yeah.
It'll have everything in there you need. So, what are your thoughts on, like, devotions? Do you like devotions? Do you not like devotions? Why or why not?
Well, you should like devotions.
Yeah.
Either any time of the day, I usually do when I wake up. Spend at least 20 minutes, but you have to go more, you know.
Right.
20 to 30 minutes, just take your time out of your day to just read the Bible, talk to God, pray with him, and so you just stay constant in the Word, you know.
Yeah, reading the Bible is just so important, because, like, we're always, like, reading all these stuff that are of the world, and so doing devotion is just so important to just, like, kind of just remind ourselves.
Right. And I think, going off what Harper said about, you know, worldly stuff, we've got to make sure we don't get too much into the worldly stuff as Christians, because, you know, if we're too much in the worldly stuff, then we're going to become worldly. And as a Christian, you can't become worldly and be a Christian, in my opinion, because the worldly stuff that people do, that's not representing Christ.
Yeah. It's definitely hard, though, because, like, all the worldly stuff is just meant to be addicting.
All right,
like,
that's
Reels, TikTok,
right,
like...
Exactly. Social media, just in general.
That's what we're saying. And it's going to keep getting worse as time goes on.
Yep.
Because Satan, he's
going to try and attack,
like,
everyone.
It says in Revelation that there's going to be the Antichrist and that the mark of the beast. But we just won't know when that will happen until... like, the seven trumpets, the scrolls, and just all that stuff happens.
Yeah.
And like it says, no one will know the day nor the hour that God comes back. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, off of that, nobody will know the day or hour. I think it's just so funny to me that people are just like, oh yeah, next year, get ready because
God's coming back.
Yeah,
dude, it's like meteor happening is causing to these cities named after the
bad. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and like, I mean,
you can't know when he's coming back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Going off this whole topic right here about, you know, end times, revelation. I've got a question for you guys. What are your thoughts on the end times of the Mark of the Beast? And what do you think the Mark of the Beast could be?
Well, it could be anything. But the one thing that sticks out the most is, like, Satan's numbers, like, 666, you know.
Right.
It could be that. It could be anything.
And I'm going to quote in Revelation 13:16, it says, "It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and enslaved, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads." So there will be a day where whatever this mark will be, humans will have to have it, and we don't know why. It could be money reasons. It could be just different things,
yeah,
you know,
these,
to just live off
Neuralinks.
Of.
Neuralinks.
Yeah, exactly. In the Bible, you have to have, like, a device or something that can buy, sell, and trade.
Yep.
And that's basically their phone.
Right. Our phones.
So that's, like,
say for example,
the start of it. But,
you know, on this specific phone right here, you know, we can, we have, you know, this specific just Apple, but on Apple phones, you have,
any smartphone.
Yeah, you got a wallet on your phone now. You can purchase stuff from your phone. There's websites you can purchase from. You have a debit card on here. Like, it's gonna turn, I feel like, everything from this. They're gonna try and convert everything into this. Which, going off that, do you guys think that spending too much time on your phones will affect your walk with God?
Yes. Yes.
Not very much. Because, like, again, with social media, like, a bunch of random stuff will just pop up, and you just keep watching it. And then that distracts you from, like, just going on a walk outside, talking to God.
Yeah.
But instead, you're just inside all day on your phone.
Yeah, like, you'll be like, okay, I'm just going to go into YouTube, watch a devotion, and then an hour later, you're, like, watching some random stuff, and
yeah.
It's just, and like,
then 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And it just keeps going.
Yeah.
So I think that's good to, I think for us personally, I think it's good for us to just take some time away from our phones in the day, because I feel like if you have 3 hours you can be on your phone, you have 3 hours you can be with God. And that's just,
I don't know.
That's hard though. So.
That is very hard.
Because sometimes you just feel like, I don't know how to talk to God. I don't know how to read this Bible, because I'm going to admit it. The Bible can be very boring at times reading it. Let's just admit it. Cause,
dude, Leviticus.
Yes.
Temple stuff.
I'm getting through there. I'm trying to read the whole Bible again. And I am currently in Joshua. No, Judges. But I'm getting through there.
Judges.
Yeah.
Dude, like, after Genesis and Exodus, it's just like, oh.
Old Testament is hard.
It's very
hard. You know, the thing that sticks out is everything in this Bible is very important, no matter if it's boring or not. So I think it's kind of hard to, you know, pay attention at times and keep track of God and the Bible and what you're reading and how deep it is. But I feel like sometimes we might have to, like, take notes and just, like, that's what, for me personally, I'm going to start trying to take notes. I want to get a journal. You know, it doesn't have to be a good journal. I'm just going to probably get it from Walmart, whatever. But
okay.
I want to get me a journal, and I want to start reading different scriptures, read the Bible, and I want to write down what I learned that day. Because that'll help me in my walk with God, I feel like.
Yeah, grow your wisdom.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not supposed to be, like, super entertaining and
exactly.
Fun.
Exactly. Yeah, because, especially, because it's old, right? We're trying to convert it to new, like, New International Version is what a lot of people have nowadays. So I have. But I think, like Harper said, it's not supposed to be fun, right? We're supposed to know the bad things that happened and the good things that happened. Because we, like it says, I looked it up earlier. It says in the Bible that you should fear God over 300 times. Because,
and then that's, like, not even, like, a literal number. It's
exactly.
Just supposed to mean just, like, you should always be fearing God.
Exactly. And I think that's a strong thing, because I fear God. Like, God is a powerful being.
The most powerful.
Yeah. Exactly.
He created the whole universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Rock, paper, scissors, you play God.
You're definitely losing. He'll pull out, he'll pull out the shoot on you.
Yeah. Every time you see a rainbow, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Okay, let's bring that up.
Yeah, the rainbow is, like, totally
represented.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything like, that, about, like...
pride and everything.
Yeah.
Like, it says that...
People
the
are...
rainbow is, like...
a beautiful thing.
A sign that, like, the earth, after the flood, you know, that the earth is just here. And it's just a sign that God wiped literally the whole entire earth, and only Noah and the ark
survived. Right, because you know? It says it'll be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth.
Yeah, I think that the world just wants to take everything that, like, God, like...
Again, it's also Satan, you know?
Right. Satan's always trying to attack us.
Tempt us into things we don't want to do.
Right.
But in that moment, we just tell Satan... you know, just piss off, and that God is with us at all times.
Sorry for his language.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Like, Satan deserves it, but...
yeah. And I want to go back to that, because Satan was an angel. Lucifer was in heaven, and you don't want to test God, because we said fear God multiple times today. But Lucifer... tried to be like God, and no human being, no angel can be as good as God, because no one is perfect, not even the angels. And we've got to realize that. We got to realize that we're not perfect. That's why I feel like I'm not sure. I just
since the beginning, Genesis 3, never perfect.
Right. God is perfect.
Yeah. On another note, Lucifer, it's like crazy thing, because like Christians nowadays, they're like, okay, yeah, God is there, Jesus is there, so I'm saved. But like, right. it's not that simple. Lucifer knows exactly. God is there.
Exactly.
Jesus knows he's there, so.
And if that's what Satan will try and do, because most people will be like, yo, I'm Christian. Even they're not. And then Satan will be like, then I'm Christian too.
Yeah, exactly. It's a scary verse, but it's true.
Right. Because those non-believers that will say they're Christian, that know scriptures or whatever, will go to hell, because they're not on their walk with God, and they're not, you know, trying. God says we have to follow him.
Living their life.
Holy.
In the word, in his flesh.
And I want to, I kind of just said it, but I want to go back to that. Me and Jonas and our friend Elijah, we were at a retreat, and one of the things that the pastor talked about was how we can say we're Christian, we can read the Bible, we can know verses, but that if we just know that, we won't be going to heaven, because we have to be spiritually on a walk with God and be with him. And follow him. We've got to spread his word with others. You know, invite people to youth. That's spreading his word. You know, and people will deny that, but we can't be mad at that. We invited people, and that's what our call is.
Yeah, throughout the Bible, it's either people accept God, deny him, or they're just like, you're crazy.
Exactly. A lot of people will say, people are crazy these days, but... and... God even said there will be people that call Christians crazy, and Christians will go through a very hard time, especially end times. But we know that God will be with us through the good and the bad. Going off that.
Amen.
Let's see here. Let's see.
It's our next segment.
Yeah.
And a big cup of
Joe. So,
stretch break.
Yeah, let's take a little quick... we're going to take a little intermission real quick. We'll be right back. back. We are back again. We are not sponsored by anyone. Please sponsor us.
Apple sponsor us.
Yes.
Anybody.
Or Sony.
Dixie, we'll take it.
We'll take it. We're drinking our Pepsi. Pepsi. PepsiCo. Anyone? But right now I feel like we're gonna start talking about, like, I thought about we could talk about, like, you know. My bad, guys. We're gonna talk about the Red Sea with Moses, and we're gonna talk about the plagues, and so yeah, let's get started. So
so the Red Sea, all right.
Let's pull up the verses. So on Exodus. Exodus is
a great
book of the Bible.
Exodus.
There's
Exodus 13.
Yeah, the 10 plagues.
Gosh,
I love Exodus as a book, honestly.
14.
Exodus 13, is a very...
Yeah, 13.
Okay. Crossing the sea, yeah. Okay, so let's pull this up. So right now it says
the New King James Version. That's kind of interesting.
So this is God right here. So God said, well, they're trying to find their stuff.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? Color of color.
Wait, I thought we were there.
Alright, anyways,
so
10 plagues happened, you know.
They gotta go.
I don't know if I can name all of them, but locusts, gnats, last plague, death of the firstborn.
Yeah.
And all those plagues, Pharaoh, God hardened his heart, you know? Like, it says that in the Bible, like, Pharaoh was gonna let them go, but God personally hardened his heart, and he wouldn't let the Israelites out. Then, death of the firstborn, all that happened. So, Pharaoh finally told them to leave, get out. So, then they left. And they're just trying to get out of there, you know.
The plague of darkness.
They gotta go, dude. Because they're right behind them. Well, because, you know, Pharaoh's you can go.
Yeah, then after that, God hardened Pharaoh's heart again. So then, they were chasing Moses and the Israelites.
All right.
And then the pillar, you know, of cloud and fire to protect them and show them the way to go.
Right. And, you know, just the Red Sea is awesome how God can just open. Like, I think it's crazy because I'm just thinking, imagine, like, let's just say we're on the West Coast. So let's just say Pacific Ocean. Let's say we went to the Pacific Ocean right now. Imagine that whole ocean just splitting in half and opening up like a wall on each side. Like, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, totally.
And just like, it's crazy that God can do that. So, great, great miracles, great things. Let's see. I think another great story for Moses is the burning bush.
Yeah.
The burning bush is a very well-known story about, you know.
After the Red Sea happened, you know.
Wait, no, it's before.
Basically,
the burning bush is like Moses' first encounter.
The golden calf.
Yep. So,
I think we should have a whole episode for Moses.
We should. Moses is.
Or we could start beginning by one.
Yeah, we should.
Exodus 3.
Yeah, Exodus 3, Moses and the burning bush. I want to do this. So Exodus 3:2, there the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within the bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is the holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Fear God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I've come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them, to bring them up out of that land into a good, spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites.
I think that verse 5, again, it's, then he said, do not draw near to this place. Take your sandals off for off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I think that's just so crazy. It just shows, like, how unworthy we are when we're, like...
Like, we don't deserve it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And back then, like, going off that, this was before Jesus' time, so B.C. But, if we were back in that time, we would have... And we're still sinners today, but everyone is Adam and Eve. But we would have had to do a bunch of things. Like,
yeah,
slaughter animals,
yeah.
as offerings. Like, all the offerings are very big in the Bible, in the Old Testament, on all the different offerings. And
I think, like, an even better example of, like, unworthiness is when Moses goes up Sinai.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, that's a great one. sorry, guys.
We're in a serious topic here.
So, another thing, I have this highlighted a lot in my book, but God says a lot in the Old Testament, I am who I am. What do you think the meaning behind that is?
Put it. Yeah. I am who I am. It's like, don't question God. He is who he is.
Right. And a lot of people will. But, I mean, we as Christians just know that, like it says, God is who he is, and we have to trust him in the process. Do you have any experiences in your personal lives that you feel like God just worked in your life and did great things?
I mean, like, literally, just being born.
It's a great
what
thing.
What better example is there?
Exactly. Being born is a great thing, you know.
That's why I say, like, people that don't have, like, believe in any God.
Right.
It's just, like, you have to have so much more faith to believe in no God than
right.
to believe in a God, because, yeah.
Exactly.
Breathing.
Everyone in the world, you know, the Egyptians, they have certain gods. Everybody else. And then when their perspective, they think when we're just worshiping another god, but it's the only god, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. I want to go into the. I want to go to the ten commandments. That's all right.
Sorry, yeah, it's
fine. I think we should go into the Ten Commandments.
Okay.
Can we talk?
Exodus still.
Exodus what? Sorry, that's kind of sad that I don't know that. I think it's like...
20.
Exodus 20, okay. 15, 18, 20, okay. What is the biggest commandment that stands out to you? The guy says.
Well, I mean, if you ask Jesus... say that, you know, obviously that you should have no other gods.
Yeah,
mm. And then also love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so hard, though. Loving your neighbor as yourself is very hard, especially in this world. And it goes back to worldly we were talking about earlier. Like, sometimes you just can get so frustrated. You don't want to love other people. You just want to hate on other people. And you've just got to have patience with people. Because you know that no one will be perfect. You're not perfect. So give others some respect and just give them some leeway.
Mm-hmm. And then there's, of course, honor your father and mother.
Mm. That is a very big one. I feel like your parents are very important. Like, they brought you into the world, and your mother gave birth to you. Right, that's my thing my mother says. Well, she said, I birthed you, I could take you out of it. Let's just thank our parents, you know. A shout out to our parents.
Shout out my mom.
Shout out my dad, shout out my mom.
Shout out my dad.
I guess my sister, my whatever.
My whole family, you know.
Yes, my whole family. If you guys are watching, thank you.
You're our only viewers.
Thank you.
You're this far in,
bro. This tuned in, you know.
Yeah, tuned in.
Yeah, if you're listening this far, you're locked in.
Thank you for tuning in.
And, you know, the most, like, common commandment in the world people use is his name in vain, because they're not Christian.
Blasphemy.
And they just think it's a normal thing to say, but they don't know the true meaning.
Right, and that can go. Sorry.
That. I want to hear that again. Play that back.
That can go very far. Like, we could talk about just God's name in vain for like hours. It's a very important thing, like, because I don't know how to explain that. Anyone want to take that one? Blasphemy.
Wait, what are you saying?
About blasphemy and, like, using his name in vain.
Well, yeah. Actually, what Jesus says about it in Matthew 5 is like, but I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool.
That's very...
deep.
Very deep. And, yeah, Jonah said, very powerful.
It is the Bible.
Yeah. And let me just say this one thing. It's so to some people it'll be like, it's obvious, but this is the only truth you'll ever need right here. Because, like, let's just say YouTube isn't truth. Like, today, for instance, this video's probably like, it wasn't perfect because we had to take like 20 takes to get it right.
Yeah.
So we're not perfect. This is the only truth right here. Only truth. So just keep that in your mind.
Yeah. You're one of those people who's fact-checking us against the Bible? That's good. Because
we don't know everything, you know?
Yeah, we're just 15.
You're only 15. We're not, like... We're going to keep growing as we get older. You know?
Growing in our faith.
So we're just trying our best and making a podcast about it, obviously.
Right. I would just say this is a great, great time. I feel like spending some time with friends, my brothers right here,
yeah.
And just being able to talk with them about God and just how important he is and how great he is. Like, I think that's so good. And I want to make the devil mad, like, at this. Like, yeah. It makes me so happy that the devil will get mad that we're making a podcast about God, talking about him, putting this out to others.
He's probably watching us right now.
Yep.
Like,
always.
What are you guys doing?
We're just doing this for God.
He takes at the start.
Yeah, he'll just come in different ways. Like Harvard said, I didn't even think about that, but that could be a reason. Like,
yeah, a lot of forms.
Like,
could
we could have just quit and been like, nah, we can't do this. We could have just kept laughing over and over again, and like we were. Well, it was very funny at the start, but God is very important, and we just want to do this all for him, you know? I don't know. It's my feel on things,
praise,
I guess.
The
so, let's see.
Should we wrap up?
Should we wrap up?
It kind of just seems like a natural ending, though.
Make it to 50 minutes.
Okay.
We can close it off.
Yeah.
Okay, we need it.
But I will say, guys, if you're watching this, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for just taking the time out of your day to just watch this and hear us talk about God. Hopefully,
learn some stuff, even though we talk about, you know, pretty popular topics.
Mm-hmm.
But
so some people, they might not know about this.
Yeah, like maybe if they're our age, you know.
We just hope we can reach in the best way possible. We don't want to, you know, bring up any controversy or anything, but we're just here to show how great our God is and do this all for Him. I think that kind of just brings it to an end on itself, like
to a wrap.
But so to wrap up everything today, miracles Jesus performed, Moses, end times. We had some good conversation topics today.
If you didn't get anything out of it, fear God.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week.
We will.
The week after that. Keep doing this, you know?
Yeah.
Now, hopefully in the future, if we're good enough, we might have some guest speakers come on here. So stay tuned.
You want to come on then?
Yeah, just like, you know, call us up if you have our number.
Yeah, if you listen to now, you should like get like a participation award or something.
Right.
Tell your friends.
If you're like a worldly person, you're just like happen to scroll, you find this video, and this really impacted you, just get a Bible, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't have one, get one. It's a great.
You can't even get one. They're on your phones.
Yeah, they're on your phones. So you don't have to have a physical one, but physical ones are great. Better, so if you don't, though, it's okay. Getting to know God in any way will help you in your walk with God. And we, anyone want to take prayer? I just feel like we should pray.
I think like since like Jonas is in like the middle.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right.
Dear God, I just thank you for this beautiful and wonderful day. I just please pray for anyone who's sick or injured out there, that they just, you heal them and that they're better. I just thank you just for this time and that we're able to just make a podcast and just to tell others about you and just talk about you. And that if there's anyone out there that they want to draw closer or they don't know you, that they just, you say to them, God, and that you just show them what to do and how to walk closer to you. I just pray that we keep doing with our podcast, we do good or not, you know, and that we just have a good rest of our day and just keep spreading the word to people. And I just thank you, God, for everything you've done. And I just thank you in the name of your Son Jesus Christ. Amen.
Peace.
Alright, this is a wrap, guys. Hope you enjoy this episode
of the Faith 3 podcast.
Faith 3.
Bye, guys.
Later.